The first pictures have emerged from Thailand showing happy boys in hospital beds waving at their tearful parents through a glass window. It's the first time we've seen the 12 boys and their coach since their dramatic rescue days ago from a flooded cave system in northern Thailand. I spoke to our correspondent Anne Barker a short time ago.
Yes, Rachel, apparently the hospital did allow someone to go into the ward with a camera, even though the boys are in quarantine. And they actually gave the okay. They were happy for someone to come in and film them, even though it's gone around the world. But it shows the boys all sitting up in their beds. Some of them are asleep. The coach is in one of the rear beds. They're obviously sharing a ward. They look very happy and chatting away. And a separate video clip shows mostly their mothers sitting behind a glass window. Some of them are in tears. Then you see them waving through the window to the boys. And look, it's quite a delightful scene to see, just knowing that they're all safe and well, they're doing well, and the parents know that they're safe, even though they still haven't been allowed in to hug them and see them in the flesh.
And they're being kept in quarantine because doctors are still worried that there might be a threat of infection. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a combination of the fact that their immune systems have been weakened by the time that they spent in the caves. And some of them, particularly the boys that came out in the last couple of groups, are still waiting on blood tests to show that they haven't caught any nasty diseases like leptospirosis and melioidosis, which are apparently sort of easily contractable inside a cave. Now, the first group, we've been told the blood tests have come back and shown they don't have any of those diseases. The group that came out 2 days ago, they've done tests to see whether they have the flu. So until they get the results to put them in the clear, they want to be extra careful that they're not going to catch something from their parents or families, and presumably that if they're carrying something, that the parents in turn are not going to catch anything from them.
And as well as that very happy footage, the Thai Navy SEALs who were involved in the rescue have also released a snippet of video taken from inside one of the caves during the rescue. Can you describe what that shows?
Yeah, there's a video, it's only a short video, showing one of the boys coming out of the cave. He's kind of bundled up fairly tightly, and we're told that the boys were sedated quite heavily before they came out of the cave where they were trapped. And then they were strapped to one of the divers that guided them through all those labyrinthine sort of passageways that were submerged in water. And that sedation was obviously to stop them from panicking and maybe creating problems as they were brought through the really tricky parts. So you see in the video where they bring the boy out and they put him onto a stretcher. And then obviously from there, that's where they would have carried him to either an ambulance or to a helicopter to go to the hospital.
And the site of this cave has now been closed by park rangers, presumably just to keep the number of onlookers out.
Yes, I mean, yesterday we were lucky to get to the cave so early that we actually went into it and were able to go right down into the very mouth of the cave and see how much water was in there. And as we were leaving, I think they started to realise they would be inundated with media if they didn't shut the cave. So they blocked off the actual cave. And now they've blocked off the whole site, including the area outside the actual sort of rescue centre where all the volunteers and the media were based in the days just before the rescue began. Now they've got park rangers sort of patrolling. They've put up a very large sign saying that the cave site is closed indefinitely. There's also, there is apparently a rule that they don't allow people to go into the caves during the wet season, roughly July to November. These boys went in the last week of June, so I guess technically they didn't do anything wrong. But there are a lot of questions now about whether they need to upgrade that security to prevent other people, particularly children, going in at a time when it could be very dangerous.
Our correspondent Anne Barker in Thailand.